this is Stabby, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. I'm here having a bit of a party at the festival in New Donk City. If I just don't move, then Mario's just going to keep on dancing forever, and that might not be a bad thing to do. Actually, it would be, because I don't want to just stand here dancing forever. I want to play Super Mario Odyssey. So, it is in the middle of the festival. If you didn't see the last episode, it was really cool. It was really cool when the festival started up, and it looks like we have a bunch of, like, 2D sections all the way up the city here, leading to the one at the very top, which is, of course, the one that started it all, Donkey Kong itself. So right then, let's jump in and let's begin the festival. I have now entered the 2D version. Oh, I now left the 2D version. And now I'm going to enter the 2D version again. I didn't mean to do that. I just meant to jump up and down and crash. Right, let's go up through the next pipe and let's give this a go then. So is this, I guess this is all just based on, like, on Donkey Kong. Like, it's funny because there's, like, the first level of, like, Donkey Kong is, like, all anyone knows. Like, like, there's a bunch of different levels in Donkey Kong. Did you know that? Like, anytime someone says, like, ah, Donkey Kong, they just think of, like, that one in the background up there. And it's cool that I can, like, move the camera around in this 2D version. But there's a bunch of levels, but the problem is no one ever saw them because the first level was just so difficult. Like, hardly anyone ever was able to get past it, to get to actually all of the other levels. Right then, let's go through the next pipe and keep making my way up. But what's this? We didn't have slopes in Donkey Kong. This is a new one. We will definitely grab the heart. It's weird grabbing a heart rather than, like, a mushroom doing the 2D version. And whoa, I mean, my life just got flipped, turned upside down. We're completely upside down now. This surprisingly makes it way more difficult. I'm doing the exact same thing, but yeah, it just makes it harder for some reason when I'm upside down. All right, let's go and jump to the next one and hope. Oh, no. Ooh. Ah, no. Okay. Somehow I was able to make it across. I love just all of, like, the people just watching and just cheering me on. Just such a strange display. What I want to know is, though, is what was their festival going to be before I showed up? You know, now I'm here, it's a really cool thing for us to do, to celebrate the history of Mario. But if I wasn't here, what would they all be doing? Would, like, someone else be doing this? Just one of the guys in suits, would they just kind of come up and be doing this? And it is slightly different. I wonder if we're going to get the hammer. Oh, please let me get the hammer. So normally, there'd be a hammer around here somewhere that you'd be able to swing to take out the barrels and get bonus points. And so it'd normally be around this area somewhere. So let's see if we're going to get a hammer from inside of here. Oh, give me a hammer. You're not going to give me a hammer. This isn't, without a hammer, this isn't Donkey Kong at all. But let's just be careful. It is, though, much easier than Donkey Kong. So even though Donkey Kong, in its own special way, was pretty revolutionary and was, you know, arguably the first, it wasn't the first platformer, but probably, like, the first, like, semi-decent platformer, it still wasn't the easiest thing in the world to control. Like, when you jumped, it wasn't like you could jump and then guide yourself like you can here. You can see I can kind of, like, change where I go. You'd always just jump the exact same way every time, and it wasn't the the easiest thing in the way to control. That was much easier, though. So there we go. There was 2D Donkey Kong taken out, and now I can join the party properly. Let's go. Can I dance? Let me just stand here and dance for a bit. Am I going to dance? There we go! What game are we playing? What a ridiculous sight. Right, let's go and chat to Pauline then. Thank you again, Mario. I'm dedicating this festival to you. We couldn't have done it without your help. Please accept this as a gift. It's a multi-moon! And I'm just going to dance while it gradually comes out. Oh, I can't get it. Excuse me, Pauline. I need to get my multi-moon. Didn't even need a multi-moon. Just a normal power moon would have been enough for me to have completed the level. But I'll take the multi-moon. I will take the bonus. A traditional festival. Well, I guess traditional in the Mario world. I don't know how traditional that was for anyone else. So that should be New Donk City. Like, technically ticked off the list. But as always, there's a whole load of bonus extra things that I could go and do. And I will do them. So normally when you complete the level, like, something changes. Splendid. It looks like, though, we've collected enough power moons. Yeah, normally just something's different to allow you to go to new areas and do different things. It's not immediately apparent what has changed, but I will be going back inside. Oh no, don't need you. Don't need you. Yeah, I will be going back inside of New Donk City, just kind of by myself. And oh, do you hear it makes a little ting? But listen to this. It makes a little ting because it's a hard hat. And I never actually found the place where I needed this outfit. So yeah, I will be going back and I will be continuing to discover more things that I can discover. But for now, for this series, I will be continuing to head to the next kingdom. So is there as like many kingdoms as there are cells on the Odyssey? Because every time we complete one, it kind of adds another cell and the Odyssey gets powered up. So I'm assuming we can probably guess by looking at the Odyssey how many kingdoms there is going to be. So it looks like we've probably done about half of them by the looks of things. We've hit a proverbial fork in the road. Which kingdom do you think Bowser went to? So we have the Snow Kingdom or the Seaside Kingdom. I fancy going to the Seaside today. So let's go to the Seaside Kingdom first. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, we're going to go to them both at some point anyway. So it's just, what are we going to do first? And yeah, I fancy after spending a lot of time with all of these business people inside of inside of New Donk City, I think a nice break, a nice holiday going to the seaside is exactly what we need. Let's just go and tip these movies. These movies are basically the same every time. What an amazingly energetic festival. Let's keep that energy going as we keep up the chase. Seeing as how we've got some time to kill, let's review some useful skills. The side somersault. I've not actually done that very much. Turn quickly in the opposite direction and jump to do a side somersault. You'll use all of your momentum from running to jump backward high in the air. Well, there it is. Let's read up on the Seaside Kingdom. There's a carbonated sea that's supposed to be quite nice, and it says here, blah, 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 and it says here to be sure we visit the four giant fountains. Okay, I will definitely visit the four giant fountains. Yeah, I've not really done that side jump or anything. I guess it would be most useful for like really quickly changing direction if you're running one way. And oh, I might regret my decision. Looks like we have a whole bunch of swimming to do. It looks like there's enough platforms that we might be able to jump our way around. The glass is half empty. It's because there's a giant octopus drinking from it, I guess. Do we need to fill up the water? What is going on with that fancy goblet? Let me try that side jump. So I run and then jump the other way. Ah! So I jump pretty high and I just immediately change direction. Oh, I did it wrong then. Go! Oh, no, did it wrong. Go! There we go. That was the other way to do it. Hello, Mr. Snail. Hello. It already looks like me. Look, I don't need to take it over. It already looks like a Mario snail. Bublane used to be a beautiful resort until that foul creature showed up. Just look at him, guzzling all of our treasured sparkle water. Won't you help us put a stop to him? I'll give it a go. Can I take over the snails? Oh no, I can't. I just hurt them. Maybe I should stop doing that. Well, let's go for a bit of a wander for start. Actually, no, let's not. I so nearly got distracted. See, it was beginning. Actually, to be fair, I don't know what I can do. I can't get up there, can I? Let's just see if we can make our way over there. Well, let's go this way. Then that way we don't need to do too much swimming. We should be able to skip most of it out. So if we go and do a long jump, maybe do one of these just to get our way across. A few gombas that we... Goombas that we can go and jump. I don't know, what are these things? Are they like spiky snails? Right, looks like we're going to have to go and make our way up there at some point. But we don't need to worry about that for now. Now, what's going on with this lady? If we do a backwards jump, we should be able to get up. You cannot see the magic of this place without all four fountains. Oh, yeah, they said about visiting the four fountains. What does this person have to say? I tried to get the power moon in there, but alas, I am not fleet on foot and could not outrun the danger. Well, you are a snail, to be fair. It is kind of understandable. I wouldn't worry about it too much. All right, let's see if I can jump and land all the way here. If I do this and go like that and then go like that. Perfect. Perfectly done. Is there going to be a power moon underneath here? Nope, just a bunch of gombas. So you should do like the spinning hat move to take out them all when they surround you like that. But I'm never good at the motion controls, so I'd kind of just skip all of that. And I think the motion controls as well is like if you're playing it handheld, which, you know, a lot of people would. This is the Nintendo Switch after all. That is like its selling point. You don't want to be shaking around like the Switch as you're holding it in your hand. Like it's got the screen attached to it. And what's down here? There's like another little section that I can go to down here. Is there anything going to appear over here? Nope. Okay, just another little bonus area. So that's where I'm supposed to head to. There's something going on up there. Let's go and have a look over there first. Let's see how far in the water I can make by just doing a big jump. So long jump, throw, go, boo, and then go again. I made it relatively far, I guess. But it's actually not too slow if I kind of bounce my way around the water like this. And what's this guy? Oh, it's like an octopus like shooting water at me. Okay, so hold Y to jet forward, B to jet upwards. Oh, hello. Can I just do this endlessly? It looks like I can, and then I can... Ah! So I can basically fly. I'm basically a flying octopus or a squid, whatever it's supposed to be. But let's go and grab the... Oh, I can't get those. Can I, like, clear out the lava then if I do this? Ah! I can go and get rid of the lava. It's not the speedy thing. I don't know. I've run out of water. I've dried up. Oh, no. I've all dried up. Let's go and squelch my way back into the water. Soak some more up and we can go and make our way back up there and maybe clear out some more of the lava. So, like, I guess maybe if I, like, I tap... If I go like that, or maybe if I go forward, is the water going to drop down? No, it looks like it just keeps on going forward. Right, I need to be careful here because otherwise that's going to happen. Oh, what's all this? Oh, there's water underneath here. Ah, so look, I only need to clear out a little bit and then I can go and like restock it down there. If I end up running out, it looks like I'm going to run out soon. Let's try not fall in the lava. Okay. I was okay. I was all good. Right, let's jump out of this guy for now. Let's go and grab this. And oh, there's something. Oh, there's a power moon underneath there. Okay, let's just go and at least clear out above this power moon and then we can go and grab that. It's not the speediest thing to make our way around in that way. So do I just need to... Oh, steady. Chill out, Mario. Chill out. I don't know. I accidentally killed my friend that allowed me to get the power moon. Hopefully, I'm going to be all right to get to the other side. The hot spring seal. And there we go, that's my first power moon. It looks like we need about 10 power moons for this place. And oh, it's cleared out all the lava and made a button appear. Okay, that means I don't need to squelch it all away as the squid, I guess, is the handy thing. There are some bonus things here. What are these things? Are these like seashells that we're collecting up here? So there's 100 of them here as well, which I could use to buy some goodies at the shop if I go and make my way over there. And oh, speaking of the shop, is that the shop there? I don't know, it's just a big sea creature with a bunch of hats on its head. Right, let's go and push down the button and let's see what it does. Oh, what's this? Oh, I just boinked it. I boinked the octopus. Ooh-wee. Try all you want. I will never surrender the delicious sparkle water. Oh, what's that? Oh, I've just made it angry. Oh no, it's spitting out more spiky seashells. It's got a lovely lava head. There are 3 fountains left. Oh, these are the fountains then. Okay, so it looks like I need to clear out all of the fountains to get rid of it. So there's one over there, and then, oh, there's one right there as well, which I went past. Should I go to that one first? Well, let's keep looping my way around the outside, seeing as we're over here already. So let's go and do my big fancy. I just love doing this job. I'm just showing off now. I didn't need to do that. That was just fun. It is just fun. Just moving around in the game is just fun. I know what these do. I'm going to run on water. I'm going to run on water. Go! And go! That was fun. And now we can go and have a bit of a look around. So... Oh, glass are half empty here. So this is showing the places that I need to go. So there's one there, and then that's the one at the back over there that I need to get to, which I reckon is going to open up that one down there. I love doing this little zooming in thing. And then I can't see where the button is for that one is, but it looks like that is where we need to head to next because that is the nearest one to where we are. So let me go and do my fancy jump to get me as... Oh, okay, I messed it up a little bit at the end, but you get the idea. And oh, there's a tunnel. Let's go have a look. I know I'm trying to be efficient and not detour too much, but let's go and have a look down here, shall we? And down we go! Oh, am I going to be able to breathe? Am I going to be able to breathe? Okay. We're down the tunnel. There are some fish down here, so I can kind of take over the fish and swim as one of them, which looks like that's what I'm supposed to do. Oh no, come back fish. I need to take you over. I love being the fish. The fish are so cute. And then while being the fish, it looks like I then need to avoid the other fish that would hurt me, even though we are friends. And oh, look at this little sneaky palming. What are you doing hiding down here? I saw you. Looking back in the dark waterway, that one would be so easy to miss. So if you are going to play the game, or whoops, are playing it yourself, you're welcome. You're welcome for my expert knowledge of where that power moon was. I'm going to have to go back down again and then back up again. That was so close. Are we done? Are we done from those guys diving out at me? It looks like we have a bit of a clear patch for now. That was way too close then, right? Oh, no. Oh, okay. This is okay. I can dodge through them. No problem. Grab some of the bonus coins as well, and then let's go and make my way through here. So I could break away those boxes if I went to Mario, but I want to just stay in my fishy form for now. Seems to be the safer way to go. Oh, come back. No, come on. There we go. Let's go and get these bonus coins from that heart. And are we done? Are we going to make our way out of here? Right, looks like we're done for being a fish for now. You can be a fish on the surface, but they kind of look a little bit silly. Can I go through the pipe as a fish? Oh, no. I thought it was going to let me. For one brief moment, I thought it was going to let me go through the pipe as a fish, but sadly, it looks like that wasn't the case. And I had to go up here. This is where I had to go anyway. Look at that. I wasn't detouring. I was actually doing what I was supposed to do and making my way to the Power Moon. What a nice little bonus. The lighthouse seal has been done. So that's going to be a bonus Power Moon. And I can go and do the fountain, which I guess is going to fire another cork at the octopus, just to kind of upset it a little bit. So let's go for a big ground pound on here, and then boo! Luckily, they're all perfectly aimed to hit the octopus right on the noggin. He's only going to get angrier, though. He's only getting angrier and firing more of those out. So where should I go for the next one? Looks like that's where I need to head to. So let's jump off from this side here. And then let's do my fancy jump. And let's go and land down on one of these, maybe, if we can. Okay. I landed right next to it, but that's close enough. And then, it looks like I might need to take over this guy here by the looks of things, and then use him in order to be able to make my way up to the top. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to jump up there. So let's go and take over this guy. And then if I go up to here like this, and then across, and then up. Oh, can I not go any higher? Is that as high as I? Oh, there we go. That's much better. Right, I don't need you anymore. Goodbye. I can order. Let's just go and like jump out and then ground pound him. There we go. That's got rid of him. Get a cheeky coin. Get another Power Moon. And then that is this button done. And then the last one is right behind me. And that one is going to take no time at all. The stone pillar seal has been done. So let's go and ground pound the giant button. Launch that straight at the octopus. And I know there's like a bunch of other stuff. I can see there's like checkpoints and other things that are missing right now. But I like to, I don't know. I just feel like I better focus on it. And also I know that when you complete the game, you can then like easily go back, and there might even be more Power Moons as well. So like, I'm going to have my time for getting every little secret and every nook and cranny. Don't worry. Don't think that I'm not going to do that. What happens if I jump in this, by the way? Is this going to... Okay, looks like we're okay. If the water pressure was stronger, it could probably launch us. I mean, the water pressure looks pretty strong if you ask me. This might be a nice place for a screenshot. How do I get the... Oh yeah, this is how I get the old camera. And then let's zoom. Oh yeah, there we go. I can go and zoom. And that's a pretty cool picture. That's a pretty nice action shot. You can do like a bunch of filters and stuff as well. But it's okay. There we go. There is my cool screenshot that I took of Mario. Right then, let's go and get the last one. So this one might be the trickiest one to get. So I believe I need to go up that trail of all of those, the snail trail, I guess we can call it. The trail where the snail shells were falling down. It looks like that's where I need to head to go. So let's get past these Goombas first. Might as well grab these. I don't know how I missed them the first time. No, leave me alone. I do not want to deal with you. I need to deal with these guys. So there doesn't seem to be too many. The thing is the road's really bumpy. So it's not like they just fall down in a straight line. They're kind of going all over the place a little bit. So I need to be careful to dodge them. I didn't know if I could block any of them. I wonder if I can like throw my hat. Does that do anything? Nope. That doesn't seem to do very much. I feel like I need to change my outfit. I feel like being, oh, hello. Goodbye. Ooh. I know what I need to do. I need to come up here as Goombas. So if you come up with a trail of Goombas to those Goombas in hats, they fall in love with you. And I think they give you a Power Moon as well. So I think I need to come back up here as like a big pile of Goombas. And then I can make that lady fall in love with me. So if I thought it was difficult making my way like this as Mario, who's pretty nimble, it would be much more difficult to do it as some Goombas. So that might be something I'm going to have to deal with in the future. But there we go. This is exactly where I thought it was going to lead me to. So let's go and get the fourth and final Power Moon that I need to get rid of this octopus, at least by the looks of things. But I think this is all leading to a battle against the octopus. Let's be honest here. That has the look of a boss about it, and it looks like it's going to be all about using lava and water. Seems to be the main theme here, because it is all like water in a seaside paradise, but then there's a bunch of lava. I don't know where it came from. Is that enough? Have I upset him? Oh, I've knocked him out. I knocked him down from the top of it. He is not going to be very happy with me now. He just wants his sparkly water, doesn't he? He's got some very nice eyebrows, though. Right, time to take back the sparkle water. Oh, he's not happy. Right, let's go. Let's go down then, shall we? Let's just go down and let's see what we're going to do here. I don't know if it is going to be a proper boss battle, actually. What I think I need to do is I need to take over one of these fellas and I need to put out the lava on top of his head. So if I go up and then across, let's just do this just to get a bit closer to him first, because otherwise this water's going to run out. So let's go and top up. Let's go up and then across, and then please don't run out of water. Please, not a good time to run out of water. Okay, I did a bit of damage. Let's just go and restock ourselves first and push in. He's moving relatively quick. He doesn't look like he's moving quick, but he's quite big. And so compared to me, he's getting around pretty fast. There we go. That was a whole load of damage I did there. But once again, let's go and refuel with my water and then push in. And oh, there we go. Did I do it? I did it. Right, now let's get out of this. And then what do I need to do now? Oh, he's just sailing away. I might just need to like grow. Oh, watch out. These are going to blow up. Let's get away from them. Do I just need to ground pound him now? Maybe I need to get one of these, take it over, jump out of it, and then ground pound him. I don't know. I don't think water's going to damage him too much, seeing as he is just basically a normal octopus. Well, not normal, I wouldn't say, but you know what I mean. He's not covered in lava anymore. He's pretty speedy, though. Even as this guy, I'm kind of finding it hard to keep up with him. I guess I can stay on the ground. I don't seem to move any quicker. Oh, I've kind of got him a bit trapped here. Look, he's kind of like backing into the edge there. Oh, could I use these? Is the pressure up enough to be able to use these to launch me? Is this going to... Maybe I need to be as Mario? No, looks like the pressure isn't enough yet. So looks like we're going to have to continue to chase after him. Am I supposed to like knock these back at him or something? I'm not entirely sure. Let's just see if we can get close enough to jump on his head. Oh, there we go. And ground pound. Ground pound. Oh, there we go. That's all I needed to do. Ground pound again. Oh, I'm still on his head. But he's now whizzing away again. Right, let's go and get one of these. I think it's definitely easier to chase after him while in one of these guys, because otherwise he's way too quick, and Mario isn't the fastest swimmer in the world. I mean, he's not slow, he's faster than I would swim, but yeah, compared to these guys, it would be much slower. Oh no, I lost it. I didn't ground pound him. I accidentally lost my little octopus fellow, so let's go and see if I can get a new one. Oh no, I feel so slow. Remember, these are enemies as well. These guys are going to just attack me by themselves. So let's try and guess where he's going. So it looks like he's looping around to this way. Let's see if we can try and cut him off, and then back him into the edge over here, because there's land over there and he's not going to be able to do much on the land. Let's go and push it, see if I can get in front of him. This is good. And then ground pound. No, I ground pound too early. That was the problem there. Like, I need to like just drop down on this guy first and then only ground pound when I 100% know I'm going to get him, because you actually take a little while to ground pound. You kind of have to build it up a little bit and do your little fancy front flip first, because Mario has to be fancy when he does everything. And is his head going to blow up? Well, I guess his everything blew up, I guess, rather than just his head. But the sparkly water has now returned, and it looks like the water pressure is enough that I can use them to launch me into the middle of there. I think I just landed in there anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But I was also able to grab myself a multi-moon. So it looks like the next plan, the next destination for me to go is down through all of the sparkle water and to discover what's down there. But first, I think a change in outfit is in order, because I've showed up here, but I'm still wearing my builder's overalls and hard hat, and I just don't feel like I'm wearing the right attire, seeing as I'm on the seaside. So what I might do is I think I'm going to go for the boxer's outfit. I think that's going to be the most fitting one. My goodness, what a pretty sunset. And it's so nice that the fountains and the sparkle water are back. But it doesn't seem like Bowser is in this kingdom anymore. Shall we head to the next? No, we've only just arrived here, really. I mean, to be fair, I've only got two more power moons to do. So I could easily grab two extra power moons and move on, but I feel like I've only just arrived here. Is this one just like way smaller or like simpler than the other kingdoms? Anyway, let's dress for the occasion. So I think, do I have to wear a hat? Well, I guess I always have to have Cappy at some point. So what hat will go well? That's a look. That is a look there. Maybe the sombrero? The snorkelers with Cappy's eyes over mine. I haven't worn this one yet before. There's the aviator one. There's like this cap might be quite a fitting one to go with the boxers. I think I might go for the fancy hat and the boxer short. So I'm like that is like the perfect definition of being smart casual. Or like formal, very casual, I guess, would be the outfit description here. So, right, I am not going to leave the seaside yet. I mean, I guess I can't yet anyway because I got some more power moons. I want to go down there. I want to go inside of the whatever that big goblet-y thing is there. And I also just want to go, no, I'll get these. Oh, no, come back. Come back, come back, come back. No, come back, coins. I need you. Yes, there we go. I got them. So, yeah, I also just want to explore around the area because it looks like there's a rocket over there and just a bunch of other things for me to discover as well. So, yeah, I want to go and discover them if I can once I've taken out all of these Goombas in the most awkward way ever. Sadly, though, that is going to be the end of this episode here. As always, there'll be a link in the description. You don't need me to tell you that anymore. But yeah, for now, thanks for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye!